Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the people.
You've watched the world become a product of what you've done, of what you've left undone, of what you've yet to do. Who do you answer to when all that's left is you? When will you see this through? To the claims that everyone has made, you've heard them call your name, you've watched them take your place, standing in your skin as you should have been. Too late to start again.
That is Amberstein out of Milwaukee, and that finishes off a double shot from them. We started the Max Inc. Heavy Hour off with their latest, The Letter, and I'm getting a little word that Amberstein is going to be putting out some new material on the 23rd of December. We hope to have that before that date. Right now, another band that's coming out with some new music that we're going to have for you next week. Brand new music. But this is Bad Year. Handshakes. You're listening to me, Rocker, here on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Heavy. This is the Civic Media Network.
For the people. We'll be right back. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's the day of reckoning. I can see it. I can feel it. It's the end of me inside your mind. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. With that warhead, there'll be more.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah, that is Iron Plow, and before that, Level the Earth. I am Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy. Just a moment. We're gonna have Lo-Fi Killers. They're gonna be in here with some new music, talking about their new album and various other things. And they brought along a friend of theirs, and we just happen to have some of his music. Brian Moll from Subatomic stopped in the studio as well, so I can't help but play some Subatomic. This is Pull Me Under on Max Inc. Heavy.
Done yet.
You are in the middle of a double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. Bastula. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Until She's Gone, that's the Lo-Fi Killers, and that's from their new album, Sleep On It. They're a rock duo from Madison, and right now in the studio with me is Caleb and Jack from Lo-Fi Killers. I'm wishing I could speak. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys, thanks for coming down to the studio tonight. Tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers for those of our listeners who have never heard of you guys before.
Yeah, so we've been playing about...
What? Wait, hold on. Why aren't you coming in my microphone here? Can you talk into that mic one more time?
The low rocker. Test.
switch. Somehow this microphone is not coming in here.
Oh, okay.
Come on over here.
Hello.
Is this working
now? Oh, that is working so much better. I'm not sure why that microphone is malfunctioning, but we'll fix it later. You are Caleb, correct?
Correct.
All right, Caleb. Tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers.
Yeah, so we've been playing about 2.5 years now. We started, I guess it's been about 3 years now. We started back in fall of 2019 when we were both in high school, and we met really playing in our school's pep band, and we just started trying to get bands going with like other people in school and whatnot, and nothing was really working out, so we just decided, hey, let's just try it, the two of us. And at the time we had been listening to bands like the White Stripes, Royal Blood, and so we kind of saw that, you know, you can do this whole band thing, which is two people. So from there, we just started jamming, the two of us, and my pedal board started getting bigger. The amp started adding up, and
I noticed your amp is huge.
Oh yeah, the bigger the better.
Yeah, you know, I saw that you guys are a very kind of classic vintage equipment, and just two guys. It's making definitely all the wide sound you need to. And hey,
oh yeah,
you know, it's easier to split the take at the end of the night, correct?
That is true. Yes.
Two players. So, tell us a little bit about your new album. It just came out not too long ago, and it's called Sleep On It. Tell us about your new album.
Yeah, so it's a 4-song EP that I think sort of embodies where we're at right now as a band, which is still trying to really figure out that specific sound that we're looking for, because each song is definitely very unique. You'll hear a little bit of like Alice in Chains influences, Nirvana, as far back as like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. You get a little bit of everything on these 4 songs, and we wrote them over the course of about the past year, and we recorded them back in the summer.
At Blast House Studios, is that where you guys recorded?
Yes, sir.
That is a great local studio here in Madison. Now, let's give the drummer some. Tell us about yourself, Jack. You must be a John Bonham disciple, because I saw your drum set.
Yeah.
Total classic. Yes. Vista Light, Ludwig.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, you really hit it on the head. Bonham is a huge, huge influence in my playing. Dave Grohl, too, really. I mean, like Caleb said, Bill Ward, Black Sabbath, that was a lot of early on. I heard a lot of that from my dad, and a lot of metal early on and punk. And but now I'm kind of, I've matured to more funk influences I've been delving into. So, but yeah, I mean.
Now you just, you mentioned your dad, and you guys are young guys. You're not too long out of high school. Is that,
right in? I'm 18. I graduated last year. So
perfect. Well, you know, so like what role did your parents play in, you know, you guys now been together for a few years. So I'm imagining maybe supportive parents. Are your parents musicians?
My parents are not. My dad delved a little bit in his younger days as a singer. But
yeah.
other than that, no, not really.
But he's a metalhead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I always know, you know, behind a good young band, there's always some parents supporting it, and that's just, it's always a huge thing. I love to see it. Now, Caleb, over there on guitar, I noticed you're playing some vintage stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of parents influencing us, my first guitar that I played in our first gigs was my dad's old guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's actually really funny, because it started in Jack's family. So when Jack's family sold it to my dad, then my dad handed it down to me, and now I've been playing it. So, yeah, old Ibanez Les Paul copy. You can't find that really anywhere right now. It's pretty cool.
Wow, that is a good story. Now, you guys have a show coming up in February. So, after the turn of the year, it's going to be in Appleton. The Misfits, and that's at Misfits. That's in Appleton with Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz. Tell us a little bit about that show that's coming up.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. This is one of the first shows that we've really like just sort of built from the ground up, because I just was reaching out to all sorts of places and really trying to branch out, trying to play more north than just the Madison area. And Misfits looked like a great fit for us. And so I emailed them. They were like, "Yeah, like, we'll have you guys play. You just got to finish the bill." So I messaged around and found Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz, and they're two really exciting bands too. And I think that it's going to be a really great night of rock music. You'll hear a little bit each, you know, each band is pretty unique, but it'll be really exciting.
Well, I have a little Flying Fuzz that I'm going to bring up in just a few minutes in our playlist. We actually had Flying Fuzz was in interviewing just two or three weeks ago, maybe. I can't remember. They flow together. Well, hey, guys, thanks a ton for coming into the studio and talking to us about your new album. This is the band Lo-Fi Killers. We had Caleb and Jack. Thanks a lot for coming down tonight. We really appreciate it. Before you go, though, tell us about this next song. It's called Chained.
Correct. Yeah, so I wrote the lyrics about a year ago and the guitar riff about the same time. And I really wanted to work on this idea of like having that really low C note ring out, but then also playing like higher chords. And so that's how this riff came out. And then we just kind of jammed it for a while and found it. And yeah, now it is what it is now. It took a couple months to really to mold into what it is.
Now, where can we find you guys online? I saw you had a link tree.
Oh, yeah. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Lo-Fi Killers, and wherever you stream music, you can find our stuff.
And that's spelled L-O-F-I Killers. That's correct?
Correct.
All right. Let's hear Lo-Fi Killers. This is brand new from their new album, Sleep On It. This is Chained. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
We'll be right back.
Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You
Carbellion. We'll be right back.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.